Welcome to the Mindset for Life podcast. This is Bethany, your coach from drbcoach.com, coaching with power, purpose, and practical tools to help you show up with confidence. Welcome to the podcast today. Thank you so much for joining me. I'm really excited to speak with you about overcoming some things that might be standing in your way of doing better, being the best version of you, or changing something in your life. I'm here as your coach, and I'd really like to partner with you because it really excites me to help you become even better. So we're going to talk today about how beliefs drive our actions. This is really the basic core idea behind mindset. It's interesting to think about the fact that everything we do, all of our actions, actually start with a thought. Sometimes the thoughts fly by lightning fast, and our brain kind of memorizes some things, and it becomes automatic. So some of our actions might actually be instinctive at a point because we've done them enough, we don't even have to consciously think about them. But when we slow down and we really reflect on what we're thinking, what we're doing, and why we do certain things, we find that our thoughts actually drive everything we do. So we get some idea from the outside of our brain, like we read it, we see it, we have input of some kind, and we form a thought around that idea. Now, we might just dismiss what we're thinking about, or we might entertain it. And sometimes when we entertain the thought, we think, well, we need to do something. Like, let me give you a little example of what I'm talking about. So if you're watching a lot of TV right now, the coronavirus is all over the place on the news, and all kinds of people are very nervous about it. There's a lot of talk about it. Someone I know went down to the store the other day and was surprised that not only was all the hand sanitizer sold out, but so was the toilet paper. That's kind of interesting. So we think about all kinds of unique things, and there are a lot of people that are really focused on doomsday preparations because of the coronavirus idea. I'm not offering any opinions of my own on this. These are just observations and things I have kind of witnessed and observed. So when this comes into our brains, when any kind of thought comes into our brain, we'll entertain it and we'll start to think, what do I know about this? What could this mean for me? What could this mean for my family? What could this mean for the economy, my job, school that my kids go to, or whatever? So there are a lot of different places our brains are going to go. And whatever we have existing in our brains already, like if we have certain predispositions towards thinking this or that, or maybe we have experience with something like an illness, or we have a fear about something, maybe even we just read a book where something like this happened. So there can be a lot of places where our subconscious beliefs come from, but we have a lot of them. We have a ton of filters in our brain that process, interpret, and make meaning out of what's coming in. So as we do that, we form these beliefs, and a lot of beliefs that we have already inside our heads have been there for a very long time. Some beliefs we formed in childhood, and if we stop and really think back, like when was the earliest I ever thought that thing? It can be very difficult to pinpoint when did I first start thinking that, and where did it come from? But doing that can be incredibly useful to you because when you realize where a belief comes from, if it's not serving you very well, that realization can help you conquer that belief. So we're going to call these limiting beliefs because there are a lot of beliefs we hold in our minds that keep us from trying new things, keep us in our safety zone, or keep us in a place of fear. Or maybe even just keep us in a place of pattern where we just kind of think and do the same things over and over again. So not all of our thinking is a limiting belief, okay? And I'm not trying to insist that every thought we have is limiting. Many of our thoughts are quite powerful and empowering and wonderful, and they give us a lot of ability to move forward. So I'm only talking about some thoughts that happen to be limiting. So I'm not going to talk about coronavirus on this podcast. I just use it as an example that there's a lot of talking and then there's a lot of thinking. And as a result, people make decisions and take actions. Some of them are rational. Some of them might be a little irrational. But for whatever reason, the filters that we all have in our minds kind of determine what actions we take. So limiting beliefs are what drive our ideas about our rights, like whether or not we have a right to do something. Limiting beliefs can tell us we have no right to go there or to do that or try that. So if you've ever thought you really want to do something new or you want to have an opportunity, and then you've talked yourself out of it by saying, you know, I don't have a right to do that, to talk to that person or to go for that opportunity, that would be a limiting belief. Okay, limiting beliefs are also about our duties. Like, we might hold ourselves to certain duties that we think we need to do. Like, if you have children who have special needs, for example, it's really easy to think that we need to do everything for that child, when sometimes the child is actually far more capable. But if we think all of our duties are to do XYZ thing for that child all the time, eventually we actually teach the child the same limiting belief that they're not capable because we have to do this thing for them. And I have some experience with that. I do have a son who has autism spectrum disorder. And many times I thought I needed to do certain things to plan his time for him, tell him what was going to happen the next day, monitor certain things. And later I realized actually he was a lot more capable of doing those things for himself just fine. And so those limiting beliefs actually made me work a lot harder than I needed to. I needed to give him a lot more space. So sometimes a limiting belief can be about our duties. Another limiting belief type is about our abilities. Somewhere along the line, someone I love was told by someone else that they were a horrible singer. And that person said, "You have no business being in this choir." And she walked out and never sang in front of anyone again. That happened in her youth. And now she's much older, in middle adult years, and has been very, very limited by a belief that she simply didn't have a singing ability. And you know, that can really hurt her ability to be artistic, to express herself and connect in these ways to music. And it might not even be true. But somewhere along the line, each of us adopts these ideas about what we are able to do and what we're just not able to do. And a lot of times it's more about not having an ability. Like, well, I just don't know how to sing. Well, I just don't know how to show up on time. Yeah, I'm just not capable of keeping track of those things, whatever the thing is. So if you have any limiting beliefs about your abilities, those would definitely be worth examining and thinking about, well, what are your abilities? Because many abilities can be developed better, and we can even learn and become more capable of having additional abilities we don't have now. There's an infinite potential to human growth. So many things that we've just kind of assumed about ourselves might actually be untrue. Another kind of limiting belief is about permission. Permission we give ourselves. And I've mentioned this one before, but just in case you haven't heard me talk about this, I'd like to go into it just a little bit. One of those things is permission to say no. I used to think that you had to say yes to anyone who wanted your help. So if someone said, "Could you bring dinner to this person?" or "Can you go pick up this person? Can you handle this project?" or whatever, I used to think that it was absolutely critical that I serve people and say yes to that. Likewise, in my church duties, I was taught as a young person that if you were asked to do a church job, you had to say yes because God would be unhappy if you said no. But the truth is, our higher power, our Heavenly Father, the universe, wants us to actually reasonably consider what we can and can't do and not say yes to every single thing that comes along. So it's really about giving yourself permission to say no and set limits and reasonably consider, can you give it the time that it's going to take to do the thing? Can you really help people by saying yes to things? Or will you be the person that holds them back if you say yes, because either you don't really want to be there, you don't really want to do it, you're not really going to do it very well, or you just don't have time for it. So limiting beliefs about permission are very important to think about. They can impact our commitments, whether or not we try things, and giving ourselves permission to just set limits is one of the most powerful things we can do for ourselves. So thinking about how our beliefs drive our actions. Remember, limiting beliefs are just thoughts. So all of these are thoughts we have, but they're going to lead to actions or inaction based on what they are. So there are all kinds of limiting beliefs, but those that I've mentioned so far are about rights, duties, abilities, permissions, and areas like that about ourselves or about our identity or about other people and maybe even about the world in general that limit us and impoverish our lives. So beliefs that hold us back or somehow put up a wall or let us off the hook or deprive us, those are all limiting beliefs. And these faulty beliefs hold us back, or they imprison us, or they limit us in some way so that we can't move forward. We can't consider new ideas. We can't develop. And maybe those areas that are unique to us, that are our special gift to give the world, they might even impact that ability right there. So limiting beliefs are worth thinking about and examining. Just by believing these limiting beliefs, we don't think things, we don't say things, and we don't do things that they limit. They're basically avoidance strategies, avoidance thoughts that lead to avoidance strategies, and just in disguise. So one sentence that might convey a limiting belief would be like, I don't, whatever. It limits our perspective. So maybe it's, I don't deserve whatever. I don't deserve a break. I haven't finished the project. I don't deserve to rest. I haven't worked hard enough. I don't deserve to go. I haven't earned the money. Well, that one might be true. But it prevents us from seeking and from expecting or trying new things. Another sentence starter we could apply would be, I can't, whatever. This is the belief that our ability is fixed and we can't learn. We just can't do things. When I was on my weight loss journey, and someone would say, oh, you can't eat that, right? You can't eat this, right? Well, we're having dessert. You can't have that either. What can you have? I would often correct them, and maybe they thought I was presumptuous, but I needed them to not say can't. I choose not to eat that. And I would reframe that all the time, because when I was trying to lose all this weight, I really needed to feel powerful about it. And saying I can't have dessert or I can't eat the bread was really kind of disenfranchising for me. It made me feel like this is about deprivation. It's not fun, right? So I didn't use phrases like I can't. And when other people applied those to me, I turned them around either in my head or even out loud and asked them, oh, could you say it this way? Would you help me out? It's really hard for me, you know, because if you've ever been on a journey like that, it is very easy to feel like it's deprivation oriented, right? So I can't typically gives us the belief that our ability is fixed and we cannot learn. A third one is the sentence starter, I must or I must not. It's kind of the assumption that we're being bound by values, norms, laws, and rules that might prevent us from adjusting or adapting. I must do this. I must not do that. It's a sense of obligation. And while obligation can be a good thing and really can lead us to do some wonderful things, it can also be a bad thing. It can make us do things or not do things that actually we don't need to have as our limits. So consider those sentence starters. I do or I do not, limiting our perspective. I can't, the belief that our ability is fixed. Or I must or must not, which is being bound by some kind of norms, rules, and expectations. The last one is I am or I am not. Now, these can be very powerful in the strength direction, right? If I say something like, I am strong, I am confident, I am capable of doing hard things, then that's a great sentence starter. But what would be an example of a limiting belief that starts with I am? I've heard people say, I am just not smart enough. Or I don't have the experience to know anything about that. Or I don't have any education and that person just has more. They know I don't. Or maybe I'm not from that area. I can't relate. Or I'm not understanding you. Well, ask questions. There's so many things you can do to get beyond I am not or I am when it's associated with a limiting belief. Usually the I am or the I am not limiting belief is centered around experience you don't have, education, faulty logic, an excuse of some kind, or just fear. And it's okay to feel fear. We don't want to let fear limit us, though. So any of these limiting beliefs that are rooted in fear will drive actions accordingly. Because remember, whatever it is you're thinking, it's going to drive your actions. So if you're thinking that you don't measure up to the other people around you, or if you're thinking that you're somehow incapable of achieving in ways other people have in similar circumstances because you're somehow different, or not as good, or not as smart, or somehow not deserving, chances are you're probably wrong. You could probably achieve that thing as well, whatever that goal is you want to aim for. So if you want to do something or achieve something, taking a hard look at limiting beliefs that might be behind stopping your progress can open the way for your mindset to become more open, more confident, more willing, and more open to possibility. Also, you can learn a lot about yourself when you think about what kind of beliefs might you be holding that are telling you no. Now, I've had a lot of those in the past. Many times I've had different goals and different projects I've been working on where I was the one thing standing in my way. Sometimes it was about believing I was not good enough to do it. Other times, it was believing I just didn't know enough to do it. Sometimes it was about, like, I just don't know if I want to do it. And really, deep down, I did care, but it was difficult to kind of tap into that because there were a lot of competing thoughts and competing priorities. So whenever there's something holding you back, three things you can do to identify some limiting beliefs and start to question them are to look at, is it about my self-worth? Number one, if I'm thinking I'm not good enough, I'm not smart enough, I'm not worthy, or, you know, it might work for other people, just not me, something like that. That's all about your self-worth. And you are worthwhile. You have unique gifts, talents, perspective, and abilities that other people don't have. Sure, there might be somebody out there with a few of the same traits that you have, but there is not a single person on this planet that is exactly like you. You have something unique to share. So when you have self-worth issues about limits, it's really good to stop and question and just get really, really curious about that. You might ask yourself, why do I think that? Is it true? What evidence do I have that actually suggests that's not true? What can I see about myself and my past where I've achieved something that actually shows that I am capable, that I am able, and that I should try this? Gathering positive evidence to support yourself doing something new is a great idea to boost self-worth and challenge a limiting belief. So a second area of limiting beliefs is about the experience we're having. And that one I mentioned a moment ago was sort of about whether you have enough experience, education, or are making an excuse or afraid or using faulty logic. So again, getting really curious about your own thoughts, asking yourself, why do I think this? Where did this thought come from? Is it true? Chances are you can find enough evidence that it is not true that you can start opening the door and moving through that limiting belief and taking some risk and trying it out. The great thing is that this is kind of like a little game. Life is a serious thing and we all take it very seriously. But what if we had a little fun with it? And we just tried like a little experiment. It could start out as a thought experiment. And we could look at that and just think, well, let's imagine. What if I thought something differently? Sure, I might not think I'm educated enough or smart enough or capable enough for this thing, but what if I just approached it and thought that I was? How would I show up differently? What might I say? What might I do? How might I see myself if I were to just kind of, let's just try it and assume I am good enough? You never know. You just might be surprised. Limiting beliefs are all about keeping us from taking action. And anytime you feel like you're really not able to take action on something you wish you could do or want to do or should be doing, that is a great red flag to help you know that there are some limiting beliefs in there that might be holding you back. So as you think about mindset this week, explore your limiting beliefs. What is it that might be standing in your way about something? And take a little step, ask some questions, explore the idea, and experiment. See what comes of it. Here's to being the best you this week. Thanks for being here, and I'll see you next time.
This has been a podcast called Mindset for Life by Bethany at drbcoach.com. To find me on the web, you can visit my blog or my website at www.drbcoach.com. That's drbcoach.com.